so important just to ask yourself the right questions, because a lot of times if you just walk around all day, what sucks about this situation? The brain is really good at serving up everything that sucks about your situation. Learn helplessness. It's a fascinating concept. I've also noticed in my own life where I'm dysfunctional as hell, there's a lot of learned helplessness.
Feeling bombarded with negative and stressful information? Learn how to regain your control of your mind and sanity in today's episode of the Genius Network podcast. In this episode, Orion Talmay reveals the secrets for operating from a place of peace, clarity, and groundedness amidst worldwide chaos. She'll share the actions you can take to immediately improve your mindset so you can enhance your performance and increase your business. Orion and Joe will also share the valuable tools you'll need to regain control of your thoughts and feelings so you can stay healthy, make wise decisions, and stand firm for yourself and for your business. If you'd like to join world-renowned entrepreneurs at the next Genius Network annual event, then apply today for your invitation to attend. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event or to apply, go to geniusnetwork.com.
Orion Talmay, we are living in an unprecedented times during which we are constantly bombarded with overwhelming, stressful, negative information from the media, both mainstream media and social media. These magnify the extreme reality of a world trying to survive a pandemic. Having grown up in Israel, Orion Talmay was used to living among uncertainty, terror, and conflict, and she had to adapt in order to thrive under such conditions. She even wore a gas mask while hiding in a safe room as a child during the Gulf War. Orion is here to share some of her most powerful tools and hacks to overcome obstacles, both external and internal. Orion is founder of Orion's Method and hosts the highly rated Stellar Life podcast. She helps her clients to truly love themselves, elevate confidence, ignite their passion, and create a sense of freedom, ease, and flow. Her title is Mindset Hacks for Thriving During Times of Chaos. Please welcome Orion to the screen.
So I invite you all to look at these words: coronavirus, fear, pandemic, unemployment. And take a minute to just feel into your body. What do you feel about these words? Does it bring any emotions? What are the stories that you have in your mind around these words? We live in a very crazy time. It's a time of uncertainty. We've never experienced anything like this before. And we experience overwhelming amount of emotions. We're also grieving. We're grieving the loss of a world that we know and adjusting to this new world that is very unfamiliar. And that creates a roller coaster. One day you're elated. One day you just watch the news and you're stressed out. And sometimes you have this emotional roller coaster a few times during the day. And you might feel fear, anger, and stress about toilet paper. And all these emotions are valid, and they serve a purpose, and they have a place. And you cannot control the outside world. The only thing that you can control is you. You cannot control what's going to happen in your future. The only thing that you can control is your mindset. My promise to you is that by the end of this presentation, you will get powerful mindset hacks to not only surviving, but thriving through these chaotic times. Your mind is like a Ferrari. It's strong, it's beautiful, it's powerful. Not everyone knows how to drive a Ferrari and how to make the most out of it. So I have a mind manual for you. Some little things about the mind. Your mind reacts to pictures, symbols, and metaphors. Pictures, a politician or a puppy. Symbols, a key or a cage. Metaphors, ugly duckling or rising phoenix. So when I work with my clients, I speak to their subconscious mind and I speak the language of the subconscious mind so I can break old patterns and heal old traumas. Your mind reacts to powerful, emotional, repetitive words. The words that you say to yourself about yourself and the words that you tell others about who you are. And these words become your identity, becomes the blueprint, and becomes what your mind believes that you are. Like Henry Ford used to say, Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are probably right. Your mind will faithfully follow what you tell it to do. Whatever words you told your mind about yourself, others, the situation, your success, your mind will faithfully follow what you tell it to do. Your mind is also an extraordinary pharmacy, and it can create perfect healing in your body. It can create antibodies, and it can create hormones and whatever you need to be in a healthy body. Your mind is like an extraordinary pharmacy. Now play with me for a moment. I would invite you to close your eyes for just 1 second and take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And imagine that you're holding in your hand half a lemon. And this is the juiciest lemon you've ever seen in your life. And you bring this lemon close to your face and you smell it. And that lemony smell just fills your nostrils. And it tingles a little bit. And then you're about to take a big bite out of this juicy lemon. And you take this big bite. And oh my God, you can hear the swooshy, swooshy sounds of the juiciness. And you can taste the sourness of the lemon. And it tastes amazing. You can open your eyes now. So just by doing that, I bet all of you just salivated. Just by having this picture of a lemon in your mind, you created a reaction in your body. So if just by thinking about a lemon, you can make yourself salivate, thinking about perfect health, thinking about other things that you want to do, your mind is a powerful tool. And by imagining, you can imagine a perfect health and you can imagine yourself successful and healthy. Two books that changed my life. When I was a teenager, my mom gave me two books. One was You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And the other one was The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And I lived my life according to these books. And I knew that my mind is powerful. So I told you that your mind is like a Ferrari. It is strong. And your mind is like a pharmacy. It can create perfect health. And in these two books, both Joseph Murphy and Louise Hay speak about your mind as a beautiful garden. Your mind is a beautiful garden. And this is the time. This is springtime. It's time to plant the seeds. And the seeds are good thoughts. And take out the weeds. The weeds are the bad thoughts. And the more you focus on the positive, the more you create this open path of positivity, this open path of resilience, this open path of resourcefulness. The more you think good thoughts, the more you plant good things, this path will be your default. And you can still feel all those painful emotions that we talked about. We are humans. We feel emotions and emotions are valid and we need all of our emotions. But your default will be this beautiful path of happiness. Because you want your mind to be more like a garden, like this garden, rather than a garden that is neglected, brown, dry, and full of weeds. Because I knew that, I'm in my 40s, and I really wanted to have a baby. I had the desire to have a baby. Now, I was born with hormonal problems and some other problems that would make it difficult for me to conceive. And every doctor I went to, it gave me only less than 5% chance to conceive on my first try. Now, Dr. Wayne Dyer said that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So because we're human, because we are in this physical realm, I had to take the actions. I had to go through surgery. I had to go through IVF. And I also worked on my mind. There is a strong bond between your mind and body. It's unbreakable. The mind-body connection is powerful. And so I imagined myself pregnant and I told a different story. I didn't tell myself the story of the 5% that all the smart doctors told me. I told myself, I'm going to have 95% chance to conceive. And I flipped it. And this is the result. We have my husband and I, Stephen Spencer is here on the conference. And we have this beautiful baby. His name is David. He's our pride and joy. Mind hacks. This is a photo of T cells. T cells are a part of your immune system and they attack viruses, tumors, cancer cells, whatever your body is fighting. Everywhere in the news, we see photos of COVID-19 and this ugly red virus. So I put this photo for you. So this is going to be the story that you're going to tell your body. This is going to be the image that you're going to put in your mind. Tell a better story, because the story you tell to your body about your perfect health, words are powerful. Laugh. Make sure you laugh every day. Laughter is so good for you. It releases those good feel hormones, serotonin, dopamines, oxytocins. So make sure you laugh every day. Being from Israel and experiencing all the terror attacks, and even during the Gulf War, we had like the best, funniest TV. Even now during the coronavirus, I still watch some things coming from Israel, and the humor is awesome. And even dark humor is good, as long as you're laughing. Try to laugh every day. Focus on what's good. Energy flows where your focus goes. So focus on what is good, what you can do, what you can achieve. Focus on beautiful moments with your family, with your friends. Focus on who you can help in this time of crisis. Focus on what's good. Command your mind. Affirm the words, I am strong, I am resilient, I am powerful, I am capable. Repeat, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough to handle whatever situation is coming my way. I now command my subconscious mind to bring me great health, to lead me in the path of success. Command your mind, because your mind will follow you like this beautiful puppy. And so have the responsibility and have the discipline to be the master of your mind and visualize a better future. I love vision boards. I created two vision boards that were really powerful in my life. One was before I attracted my soulmate, and the second one was before I conceived a baby. So I have this beautiful vision in my mind, because it's really important to have this vision of where you want to be. So create a vision board of post-COVID-19. And if you don't know how to create one, I'm going to put a link in the chat on my website, Orion's Method. I have two articles about vision boards and how to create them. And so create yourself a vision board of post-COVID-19, the people that you're going to hug, the places that you're going to go to, those exotic places, maybe a safari in Africa, the way your business is going to thrive and the way your body is going to feel healthy, happy, successful. So remember to tell a better story. Focus on what's good. Laugh. Command and affirm to your mind where you want it to go, and visualize a better future. All this will help you turn on your genius. Thank you very, very much.
And what you said about energy flows where your focus goes, in a lot of ways, that's why I actually like thinking tools, the tools that we use. Do you know the difference between the laughter versus gratitude? Because, you know, there's been some research shown that laughing is actually more valuable to human happiness and stuff than even gratitude.
I know both are amazing for you. I think gratitude focuses your brain more, because we are always, we are conditioned to look for the saber-toothed tiger. Our prehistorical brain did not evolve much in the last millions of years. So I think gratitude just focuses you to look on what's good. And it shifts your focus. And I think laughter, it just creates like this physical ease in your body. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. This is just my hallucination.
There's a study supposedly that laughter and stuff had a better result with a group of people than gratitude in terms of their happiness, which I found was interesting. But of course, different tools for different things.
I think we should do both, because why not?
I agree.
Hey, Joe.
I like to, yes.
It's Joe Clark.
Joe, what's up?
I actually had to deal with my wife on this. There is a doctor in India that started laughing groups, and his research shows that the laughing is actually better than gratitude in terms of what happens. And they have a whole cruise that you go on where you laugh for an hour a day. You kind of walk around and chat. And he says it sounds ridiculous, but when you watch, get around three people laughing and try not to laugh. You feel like an idiot. And so they have these laughing clubs all across the globe. In the United States, there's many of them where people go and they just laugh. And it is amazing what happens after you do it.
So Stefan Spencer, our SEO guru and expert, who's always given amazing talks, he just posted, which you guys are partners, you're married, laughter yoga, and he just posted it below. Abby Moneyhun just wrote, ever do laughing yoga, it's amazing. Akira wrote, yes, it's awesome. You know, I guess my dark humor would allow me to sit and just laugh and just think really evil thoughts while I'm doing it and hopefully get the whole benefit of it all. So who has a question for Orion? And Tim, I know I called on you. If you want to say anything, please.
Well, I'm going to share the quote that you and I have quoted many times over the years. And it's a Cameroon proverb. He who asketh the question cannot avoid the answer. A better way to put it is, as a father of three girls, she who asketh the question cannot avoid the answer. So you think about it, and it's like, okay, so let's take someone on this list here. And it's like, okay, there's TK is here. TK is, so if I ask the question, what do we love about TK? Immediately the chat fills with things like, oh, he's great, he's this and that. Because I ask the question, your mind is going to answer that question. If I ask about someone else, what about this person really bugs you? You know what? You'll be able to answer the question.
right. Totally. Yeah. It's true. And I'll tell you, that's why it's so important just to ask yourself the right questions. Because a lot of times, if you just walk around all day, what sucks about this situation? The brain is really good at serving up everything that sucks about your situation. Or what can I do? Learned helplessness is something that is, it's a fascinating concept. And I've also noticed in my own life where I'm dysfunctional as hell, there's a lot of learned helplessness. And there are ways that we can train ourselves to be very resourceful and very resilient, and other ways where we can really be our worst enemies. So, okay, Orion, is there anything that you didn't mention that you'd like to? And before we go into some Q&A from anyone in the audience, and Stefan can actually introduce.
Why don't I let my husband speak?
I just want to show off our amazing little baby, our miracle.
What's the best thing and the worst thing about having a new baby?
It's kind of a weird question. The worst thing is sleep.
Yeah.
The best thing is everything else.
Yeah. Awesome. So, boy, you know what? A lot of people that really don't have very attractive babies, I have to sometimes fake it and say, what a cute baby and everything. But in reality, this is a really, really sweet, beautiful, cute baby. So.
Thank you.
And I know that was a very bad thing to say that I just did. Hopefully some of you found that amusing. It was partially designed to be funny and other partially it's actually true. Okay, who has a question for Orion or any insights that you got from that presentation?
Hey, I just wanted to say great presentation. And I loved the quote about your brain is like a puppy. Faith Harper, who wrote How to Unblank Your Brain. My son's in the room, so fill in the blank. She uses the analogy also that your brain is like a dog. And I think puppy is even more accurate in that it needs training. And that if you don't train it, it's going to crap all over the place and eat all your most expensive shoes. And I have been working with both of my kids on understanding how their brains are actually wired to default to the negative, which is something that Robert Cooper, I'm not sure if he's still a member, but former members taught us at a one-day training. And that was really pivotal for me, understanding that my brain defaults to the negative by design. And like you said, Orion, like evolutionarily, like saber-tooth tiger on radar, I'm looking for the negative by design. There's nothing wrong with me. And my brain is designed like a puppy. It's reckless. It wants to have fun and instant gratification. And I need to train it. And it can be trained, but it's an actual process that needs to take place. And that analogy has been so helpful for my kids understanding their own well-being right now in this crisis. So I just wanted to share that along with anybody who's in a position of leadership. You can use that. If you have team members who are struggling with attitude and outlook, it's a great analogy. And then the second one is if you have kids and your kids are struggling right now with outlook or attitude, your brain is like a puppy is an easy, digestible, concrete analogy that if you don't train it, it's going to poop all over the place and it's going to eat all your fancy shoes.
Love it. Thank you. Kathy wrote, your brain is wired for survival, not performance. Well, since you're pretty open, similar to me talking about your past and everything, you've gone from being in a heavy metal band, more like, I don't even know what you would call it, because you used to pour liquid latex on yourself and then I mean, I've seen pictures of this nonsense. It almost makes Marilyn Manson look sort of tame. It was some wild shit. You've been through your life with addiction recovery. You've been transformed. You had an 18-month-old daughter that passed away. You play music to people that are dying in hospice centers. You now run grief recovery workshops with your mother voluntarily. And then all of the stuff you do with music therapists. I mean, you've had a roller coaster life, and you've gone from where you were just destructive to yourself mostly to, you know, now helping so many people. I mean, what do you think were the fundamental things that made the shift that would be applicable today and based on, you know, anything you kind of got from what Orion said?
Well, thank you for sharing my entire life story with all of your listeners. That was very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
If you guys don't know, Joe and I met in an AA meeting, which is short for Assholes Anonymous. And so if you ever, you know, you want to walk up and be like, yeah, I know about that group. That's so, yeah. But thank you. I have to say that there's a phrase that you use, and I don't know where you got it, but you often use it with your members, which is come to Genius Network meetings with a beginner's mind. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of humility that is required in order to come to anything with a beginner's mind. And what I've noticed in my journey is anytime I've been able to pivot in my life into a healthier environment, behavior, routine, or anything like that, it required me learning something new about myself, which required me to be open to either knowledge, wisdom, or feedback from someone else, which required me to be humble and have humility. And I think that's a big challenge in this world in leadership, to be confident and to project strength, positivity, vision forward, and yet also be humble to be willing to be wrong about what you're doing at the same time. I think that's a really hard thing to hold both of those and not seem duplicitous or inauthentic. So like if I want to project to my family like strength and confidence, but at the same time, I have a sponsor and I go to my sponsor and I talk about my weakness and I talk about my failings and my concerns. That's not inauthentic. That's just being a whole person. And I think that's been something that's been key for me, is to continually show up with this beginner's mind, continually show up with humility. And I got to tell you, that is probably one of the hardest things in my journey has been humility. Is I'm a talented guy and my ego wants to run, just run and run like the puppy wants to run amok. And I think that in each case along the way, it required me eating some humble pie. And that's never been anything I've enjoyed the taste of, but it's always been good for me.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot about situational behavior versus situational ethics, right? Because there's situational behavior where, you know, I like crude jokes, but there are certain people I would not say things to, even though those are very few because you know me, I'll say almost anything. And, you know, most people have drank, you know, beer and most people have gone to church, but you don't drink beer in church. That's a situational behavior. You behave in a certain way based on the circumstances and the situation. Then there's situational ethics, which I think is really dangerous, where people, you know, they try to be one way to someone, and that's where you get into character and incongruency and lying and facades and all that. And at the same time, there are times where I have to show up and be a leader, you know, to like an event right here, but I could be talking and crying on the phone with someone about all the stresses in my life, because you have to have a safe place where you can process certain things in your life and pick a time and way to do it, which is why it's so important to have relationships with people that you can fall into if you need to. And I don't think that's a sign of weakness. I actually think it's a sign of strength. And the people that are unwilling to do that and go there are actually the ones that in worst cases will take their own lives and will, you know, in some cases take other people with them. Orion, so when you were in your worst states, like in, you know, growing up, do you remember something that, like something you could share, something that had happened to you where you didn't know how to get out of it and it caused you to unravel for a period of time? Or, you know, how did you deal with the worst stresses?
You're describing my whole childhood.
Yeah.
I think it was about creating the vision. I know you said that laughter is who cares if laughter is better than gratitude or gratitude is better than laughter. They're both good for you. So do both. Right. I think for me, it was gratitude, because when I was when I finished the army, the IDF, I wanted to travel the world. I'd never been outside of Tel Aviv, outside of Israel, a bit of outside of Tel Aviv, not outside of Israel. And I went to Japan. I had $700 in my pocket. And in 2 weeks, I gave notice and I at my work and I went to Japan. And one thing that I did there, I didn't know how I'm going to survive with $700, and was good for like 3 days in Tokyo over those days. But I went anyways, and I had this strong image of who I'm going to meet and where I'm going to go. And I remember walking down the streets of Tokyo, and there is this area, it's like the Champs-Élysées of Tokyo. It's called Omotesando, and it's full of beautiful designer houses. And I used to walk and then look at the designer clothes and imagining myself having them. And every few blocks, you have a little Shinto temple. So I went to the Shinto temple and I just did that and threw a little coin and prayed for my angels to help me. And mostly was in gratitude. Instead of fearing the future, I was in awe and gratitude for wherever I was. There was, it's just like strong. When I was younger, I was more fierce. And I had this unshakable belief and certainty beyond logic that everything is going to work out. And I think that this is what we need right now. Certainty beyond logic, to know that everything is going to work out for you. So whatever you believe in, it's not religion, just believe and trust yourself, your higher self, trust God, the universe, whatever force that is breathing you, trust this force to know that you are being led to the right place. And everything that is going right now, it's like we are in this melting pot, and we're getting rid of all the crap, and we want to focus on what's good and how we're gonna be stronger, wiser, smarter, more connected to ourselves and others, I believe, on the other side. So I have certainty beyond logic.
There we go. First of all, Orion, I was grateful as hell to sit across from you at the height of your pregnancy. So that was, it's great to be able to see you and the baby. That's good. I want to repeat something that Joe actually read that I commented earlier about the opportunity for all of us to be in a state of gratitude, to be able to show our stuff. We can show our stuff now. We don't have to hide ourselves. Cream rises to the top. We as a group are the cream, and we cannot be afraid, as Jim Deuce is, to be decisive in what we're doing in this period of time. I just got notified by my bank that they missed making my application. So the $1 million I was asking for, we're not going to get quite yet. I could be in a state of panic right now, which I'm not, because I know that they're going to go ahead and do more in the future. So eventually something will happen. But even if it never happened, I have this confidence that we're going to be just fine. And I think what Orion is talking about is have this confidence that all of us, especially collectively helping each other, will be fine. I think that's what you're saying, right, Orion?
Yes, we're going to be fine. We're going to be more than fine. We're going to be, so, you know, when I was talking about words, we're not going to be fine. Fine is a flat word. It's flat. It's fine. Everybody's saying fine, 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 I'm fine. We're going to feel extraordinary. We're going to be amazing. We're going to be stronger, bigger, more powerful on the other side. So mind the words that you're saying, because they will create the path for you to recognize what you know, the business opportunities and everything that you need to attract the money for your business. So use powerful words with yourself, with others, and when you are describing your future and your business. That's what I think.
Don't miss another episode of Genius Network. Subscribe today at geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. If you'd like to access the video, show notes, or the exercise to help you take action on what was discussed, please visit geniusnetwork.com/151.